Some of you may remember a movie that came out in 1985. It was called Back to the Future. And it was about a teenager named Marty McFly who is accidentally sent back 30 years to the year 1955 in a plutonium-powered DeLorean time machine. And during his trip back in time, Marty has to make certain that his soon-to-be parents, future parents, who are teenagers at that time, that they fall in love so that he can come into existence and he can also get back to the future. I'm reminded of that story, kind of the passing of events in time, because Advent to me is a strange kind of way that we go back to the future. Because today we hear about an adult John the Baptist who is preaching and calling people to conversion. But as we get closer to Christmas in just a couple of weeks, we will hear the story of John's conception and birth as a precursor to the Lord's conception and birth. Remember that his parents, Elizabeth and Zechariah, are old and unable to conceive a child. When John is born, his father Zechariah, who is a priest of the temple in Jerusalem, speaks a beautiful canticle, which the church calls the Benedictus. And Zechariah declares of his son, "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us and shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the way of peace." Now, 30 plus years after that canticle was spoken by Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he is fulfilling those words that his father had spoken. As the son of a priest in the temple, John was supposed to follow in his father's footsteps of the priestly class. But instead of leading people in worship of the Jewish religion in this great temple, John draws massive crowds 21 miles away to the Jordan River, where he baptizes them with water and preaches a strong message of change, repentance, or metanoia, as it is in Greek. Surely his father Zechariah, at this point in John's life, must have died, since he was very old when John was born. And I wonder what Zechariah would have thought about what his son became. It certainly was not part of the expectation of their tradition. And there's something very perplexing to me about this scene from Matthew's gospel. He writes indicating that John is the one foretold by the prophet Isaiah. And this goes back hundreds of years, let alone the 30 years that his father had spoken the canticle. There's something about John, his charisma, his strange ways, his message that caused many people to travel to him to repent of their sins and to be baptized. He even attracted Pharisees and Sadducees. But John called those religious leaders out to not just go through the show of baptism, but to truly change their ways. Fruit worthy of repentance means that if you know better, you do better. Repentance is not a feeling, but action. Change. What does that mean for us in our Advent journey? For some of us, change will mean to turn away from sinful behavior and live lives of virtue. Some people wish that they could go back in time when their lives were simpler or more prosperous, they were younger or healthier, or more joy-filled? The call, the Christian call to metanoia, can be translated to mean to align ourselves with understanding. So for these people, change will mean coming to an understanding and accept the changes that life has given us. We will stop fighting the aging process and trust in the wisdom that God gives us through our advanced years of life. And for some of us, change will be actively working to improve the common good by our loving and compassionate actions that may be great or they may be small. We know the saying, be the change you want to see in the world. Advent is a time of envisioning a better world. The prophet Isaiah, who is often part of our Advent liturgy, gives us beautiful visions, and especially today when we hear the vision of the peaceable kingdom. Those animals who are predators will be at peace and harmony with those animals they have instinctually hunted. This kind of world is the longing for all godly people who want God to truly guide our feet into the way of peace.